By now, you've probably seen the headlines. Every review seems to be fake now. Google Maps, Amazon, Yelp, everywhere is teeming with fake reviews, an industry worth $1 billion. And it's just gotten worse thanks to AI. Trust in online reviews is deteriorating. This is the world of fake reviews and how AI made everything much worse. To understand what's happening right now, we need to peer into the multi-billion dollar industry hiding in plain sight. The reliance on reviews is very real. Research found that a stunning 93% of customers have made purchase decisions based on online reviews, and 90% of customers claim reviews influence their decisions. 81% of customers use Google to evaluate a business before purchasing. A positive review is more likely to make a customer buy than a discount or free shipping. Word of mouth is powerful, and it's why every marketing textbook lists it as the most effective method. A Harvard Business School study from 2011 estimated that a 1-star rating increase on Yelp translated to an increase of 5% to 9% in revenues for a restaurant, but it goes much deeper. Businesses with better reviews are more likely to rise to the top of ranking because they pull in better search results thanks to search engine optimization. So, an opportunity arose. Why not just fake the truth a little? Pretend you're a customer and write a review. And unfortunately, Google has made it surprisingly easy to do. Why? Local guides. Fake customers will create a Google account, use someone else's photo, then an account can become a local guide by leveling up their profile by reviewing a cluster of businesses in one area. The account gets a badge, and to others, it seems legit. But you don't need any validation to do this. You don't need proof of address, form of ID, you just need to tell Google you live there. And even worse, you can lock your account, so others can't check if you're real. It's not just limited to positive reviews either. Some businesses will send 1-stars to a competitor to draw customers to them instead. After all, if you see two burger shops, one with a 3.5 and one with a 4.9, which are you more likely to trust? But the worst part is that Google is very hesitant to remove these, and small businesses can be stuck with them for months. One business owner pleaded for help with fake reviews they flagged a month prior which weren't removed, only to receive a response from a Google Gold product expert who said, "Google has no tolerance for fake reviews," who told them to flag the inappropriate reviews. It was then locked despite over 6,600 people marking they had the same question. Pretty sad, but it's not just Google. Fake reviews are everywhere. In the 2010s, an incentivized review culture began to appear on Amazon. Sellers would give out free products or discounts in exchange for good reviews. Not fake, but biased and unreliable. Amazon finally banned incentivized reviews in 2016 after data proved they inflated ratings. But unfortunately, this didn't kill them, it just moved them elsewhere. By 2022, Amazon uncovered over 10,000 Facebook groups coordinating fake review swaps for cash or free items. On Amazon, fake reviews can get quite sophisticated. For example, a seller will get your name and address, likely from leaked data, and send a low-cost item to you. Then, they use the delivered status and leave fake reviews, tricking Amazon into thinking it's real. This is also a huge problem on Temu and Alibaba. There's also another problem called catalog abuse. Amazon items often have variations to products, like a different size, color, flavor, but all on one page. This is like when you see a shirt with different colors. They're technically different products, but also the same. Well, fake sellers will abuse this to add on their own item and take all those good reviews. This could mean a consumer thinks they have found a pair of 5-star headphones, but on closer inspection, the majority of reviews are about a mobile phone charger. But if you didn't look a bit deeper, you'd have never known. In 2023, the fake review industry as a whole was worth $1 billion. SEO companies began offering fake reviews as part of their services. Groups disguised as marketing agencies began selling fake reviews. This is why these fake reviews often come in batches, dozens of 5-stars for a local restaurant at the exact same minute. The US government has been chasing them down for a while. In fact, New York's Attorney General set up a fake yogurt shop in Brooklyn to lure these fake review companies, and 19 agencies were fined a total of $350,000. But it's an endless game of whack-a-mole. The businesses caught paying for them can also get fined tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars, but for many, the risk is worth it. It boosts business, at least in the short term, until people realize why you're faking reviews. In case this isn't clear, fake reviews aren't good, and it's been a big problem for years, though it was all about to get much, much worse. One of the biggest privacy risks today isn't social media, it's your phone carrier. AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile keep showing up in headlines for data breaches, surveillance, and selling user data. Even if you use VPNs or encrypted apps, your cellular connection is still exposed. That's why I'm excited to talk about today's sponsor, Cape. Cape is a secure mobile carrier founded by experts in telecom, cybersecurity, and national security. It gives you premium cell service like the big carriers, but privacy and security are built into the foundation, not added later. Most privacy tools only protect apps. They can't stop network-level attacks like SIM swaps, silent tracking, voicemail interception, or metadata leaks. Those happen at the carrier layer. Cape secures that layer directly, which is where the most invisible and damaging attacks occur. Cape prevents SIM swaps by removing humans from the process entirely. Your number is locked behind a 24-word phrase that only you control. On top of that, Cape blocks signaling attacks, encrypts voicemail, and keeps payment info tokenized so your identity is never tied to billing. Cape also collects as little data as possible. No name, no address, no social security number, and anything collected is deleted quickly. A new feature called Identifier Rotation lets your SIM change its network identifier every 24 hours, making long-term tracking far harder. Check out the link in my description and use my code LOGICALLY33 to get 33% off your first 6 months of Cape. Thank you to Cape for supporting our videos. To Google's credit, they do remove a lot of fraudulent reviews. In 2020, they deleted 55 million. Just 2 years later, that number jumped to more than double at 115 million. Then it grew to 170 million in 2023. Is this because Google is getting better at removing them? Maybe, but what it really shows is that the problem is getting worse. And you can probably guess why. The rise of large language models in the 2020s poured fuel on the fire. New AI text generators can crank out endless human-sounding reviews in seconds. A single scammer can write thousands of believable fake reviews with minimal effort. But the problem wasn't just volume, it was that these seemed real. These scammers, or agencies, can ask an AI for thousands of distinct sounding reviews, and all of them specific to a type of business, be it a restaurant, barber, doctor, anything. Different tone, different details, different buying personas. Fake reviews changed from broken English spam or just great service to stuff like, I bought this for my dad who works construction. He loves it. Sure, bad ones you can sort of tell with the M dashes in the language, but with a bit of effort, these are hard or basically impossible to identify. Amazon claims over 99% of product pages in 2024 contained only authentic reviews. But let's look a little closer. A study of fake Amazon reviews found 3% of front page ones were AI generated, and 93% of these had the verified purchase badge. Not great, but it gets worse. The transparency company analyzed 73 million reviews, and nearly 14% were likely fake. So, is there any way to combat this? Well, let's take a look back at the big tech. Amazon reports proactively blocking 275 million suspect reviews in 2024. That same year, Google also removed over 240 million fake reviews, up 40% year over year. Luckily, many of these were removed before they were ever seen. They also removed 12 million fake business profiles. Most of this is done with machine learning or a platform's own AI, but it's an arms race between an AI leaving fake reviews undetected and another AI looking for them. Fake reviewers constantly adapt their tactics. For example, one strategy to dodge detection is paraphrasing. Instead of getting GPT to generate reviews from scratch, scammers will ask it to paraphrase an existing, real review. It becomes a cat and mouse game, But it's not just big tech fighting them. In late 2023, the US FTC banned the sale or purchase of fake reviews. You would have thought this was already done, but better late than never. Amazon, Google, and Yelp have also started suing these fake review brokers, but even with the hundreds of millions deleted every year, it's still not enough. Independent experts or even regular customers can still find many fake reviews on their own. There are still many getting past detection, and the rise of AI has impacted more than just fake reviews. The platforms we use every day and many people who seem to be just like us are all fake. Is anything we read even real anymore? Over the past 8 years, we've posted 1,100 videos, yet we still haven't crossed 1 million subscribers. We are close though, and I believe 2026 is the year, and if you subscribe right now, we can actually make that a reality. You might have seen some weird stuff in the past few years. An image on Facebook like Shrimp Jesus appears with no caption, 20,000 likes, thousands of comments. All kinds of AI photos appear and get crazy interaction. Accounts will leave strange, vaguely relevant comments on X posts, or paraphrase viral posts over and over again for likes. LLM posts and comments are flooding Reddit, and the worst might be YouTube Shorts. What's going on? It seems to confirm a theory circulating the internet, the dead internet theory. A 2024 report by Imperva found that about 50% of internet traffic comes from non-human sources, aka bots making requests to websites, mobile apps, and APIs. Not all of these are malicious AI, some are important for upkeep and security, but a rising amount of them are bad bots. Things that mimic legitimate users for high-speed abuse, spam, ad fraud, scraping, fake comments. The majority of what's posted, interacted with, and consumed online is just machine-generated, bots and AI, AI content, AI comments, AI reactions, and it's growing. Bad bot traffic levels rose for the fifth consecutive year, indicating an alarming trend, partly driven by the increasing popularity of artificial intelligence and large language models. AI has also enabled more people to make bot scripts, and we're seeing more simple and advanced bots, but less in between. It's not just creating mass amounts of bots, but also account takeovers, where these bots attempt to hijack existing accounts. It feels like AI is swallowing the internet as a whole. So, what's the point? The simple truth is that fake comments, like fake reviews, boost engagement. Posts with a bot comment received 23% more total comments and 11% more likes from real users. So even if someone real makes the post, they might get artificial interaction to get more real people to see it. This is engagement farming. Some brands or content farms use AI to auto-generate replies like "great post" or "thanks for sharing" on hundreds of posts per minute. This tricks the algorithm into pushing them to other users. Or it might just post engagement bait, like "hot take, dogs are bad," or post something clearly false with confidence. And when it has a lot of fake interaction, real users will unfortunately be tricked into engaging, even if it's just to say, "that's wrong." But it gets scarier. They will often post a divisive or engaging comment, like about a political issue, to get people to interact, either agreeing or disagreeing. These bots are used to sway people from one opinion to another. AI bots, which had been unleashed on Reddit users unknowingly, were significantly more persuasive than humans in changing people's minds on divisive topics. Someone behind all this wants to influence the way you think. More and more of the internet is AI. To be clear, this video is written, voiced, and edited by humans. I think there are some truly awesome uses for AI, but as a way to help humans, not to replace them, and definitely not to manipulate them into buying from a business with fake reviews or changing their opinion. It's more important than ever to be mindful about the posts we scroll and interact with. If you see a post and suddenly feel angry and want to engage, stop and think, is that exactly how they wanted you to react? But what happens when an AI isn't hiding, but now the main feature? Google has added AI to their search engine and made it almost unusable, and now they might be paying for it. Check out this video to learn more. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.